We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 23, verses 9 through 11. Today we pick up at verse 11. Luke tells us, "The following night the Lord stood near Paul and said, 'Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome.'" This is now the third time in Acts' narrative that Jesus has personally appeared to Paul. He appeared to him first in Acts 9 when Paul was on the road to Damascus. Jesus also appeared to Paul in Acts chapter 22 in a day vision when Paul was praying at the temple. And now he appears to Paul while he is being held in the Antonia fortress. It reminds us of Peter's experience under Herod. The language Luke uses to describe Jesus' appearance to Paul is revealing. Notice the first part. "The following night the Lord stood near Paul." Do preachers at times get discouraged? Yes, most certainly. But what about great apostles like Paul? How do you think he felt as he tried to get to sleep the night after his trial before Claudius Lysias and the Sanhedrin? I mean, you could hardly say his defense was a brilliant success. At the very best, it ended in a stalemate. Yet Paul still doesn't know what will become of him. Do great apostles like Paul get discouraged? Absolutely. Let me reference a passage from 2 Timothy 4, which comes near the end of Paul's life. Here's a part of what Paul writes to his younger friend and protege. "Please come and see me as soon as possible. Demas has abandoned me. He fell in love with this present world and went to the city of Thessalonica. Crescens went to the province of Galatia, and Titus went to the province of Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. At my first hearing, no one stood up in my defense. Everyone abandoned me. I pray that it won't be held against them." Can you sense Paul's mood as he dictates this letter to Timothy? He feels abandoned, deserted, perhaps even betrayed by Demas. He complains that during his first trial in Rome, none of his ministry friends came to speak for him or support him. He worries that they have disappointed Christ. In Paul's earlier imprisonment, the tone was different. He was surrounded by friends, Demas, Crescens, Titus, but now none of them are with him. He says, "Only Luke has remained at my side." As Alexander McLaren once put it, the lonely apostle has none of the old guard around him except the faithful Luke, and he longs, before he dies, to see once more the familiar faces. Well, returning to our text, we find Paul is held against his will at Antonia's fortress. Yet at this point, Claudius Lysias is trying to keep Paul safe from the Jews. But isn't he also trying to save his own position as the commander in Judea? After all, the Romans absolutely hated disruption in any parts of their empire. The emperors were very clear that proconsuls and consuls put in charge of areas of the empire were to keep the populace in check. Well, Paul, on the other hand, can't help but feel that everything is going the wrong direction. What is his real hope? Isn't it that he will get to Rome and perhaps even go to Spain? Doesn't he want to preach the gospel in the great East and West capitals of the world? Surely. As McLaren put it, Rome was the goal, where a blow struck at the heart might reverberate throughout the empire. So what will happen to our friend Paul? We'll see next time on Verse by Verse.